This is Olivia Poole bringing you a podcast with 96.1 The Wit. It was 50 years ago this month that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was gunned down outside of his hotel room in Memphis, Tennessee. Let's go back to one of his most prominent speeches.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
So is that dream still alive today? Do we see here at Bluffton? Race is not only crucial in this country, but at our own institution. Over the past year, I have been trying to advocate discussion on race and searching for answers and solutions on such a heavy topic. My goal is to grasp the attention of my peers and let them know that race exists and this needs to be implemented in our education. As I talk to faculty and a student, I want to get their opinions on race on Bluffton's campus and ways we can improve the conversation. I talked to Malika Thompson, senior Spanish major, and Malika, why isn't race discussed?
I think race isn't discussed a lot on Bluffton's campus because, one, a lot of people don't know how to handle it because it is a very sensitive subject, which it shouldn't be, but it is. And two, I don't think that people really care to talk about race either. There are professors, faculty, and staff here that very rarely associate with students of color on campus. And it's super evident when you go into the cafeteria or when we're at events, only a few will actually interact with students of color. And I think part of it is because they don't know how to, but I think a part of it is also because they don't want to.
So maybe we don't want to. Maybe it's just too uncomfortable of a topic. Maybe for some, it's just not that easy to talk about race. I spoke with Tyson, head of the Multicultural Student Organization.
I believe for some individuals it may be difficult, and for others it's easier. For myself, I find it easy to talk about because it's something that I deal with on a daily basis, being an underrepresented individual on this campus.
For minorities, this is something we live through every day. But I guess for many of us, it's not on the front burner. So for a deep dive on race on campus, I walked over to Riley Court and talked to...
I'm Alex Sider. I'm professor of religion.
Why isn't race discussed?
Well, I want to say the first thing, I think a lot of people at Bluffton's campus think race is being talked about. So part of the reason that it's not talked about is because people think, oh, hey, we've got MSO, right? We've got Multicultural Student Affairs. Race is being talked about. Oh, and doesn't that appear in somebody else's class? Mm-hmm. Gee, Perry has to teach a class on race. We have a class called Race and Ethnicity in the Social Sciences, and Sider teaches Christian ethics, so race is probably talked about there. So I think that's one thing. People think that race is being talked about, and that means it probably isn't as much because they don't think it's their responsibility. Okay? Okay. That's probably from like a faculty perspective. Second thing, here's what I've noticed teaching Christian ethics the last two times that I've taught it, and I teach it about every other year. When we get to the section of the course that is on topics like race, in terms of there being a kind of consensus in the discipline that there's a minority group model to deal with, right? Students say, I don't want to talk in class because I'm afraid I'm going to offend somebody. So that's really interesting to me, and that's a change.
So what is the answer? How do we find solutions or even begin to work towards a solution? Back to Malika.
Some solutions to that would probably be diversity training, but also actually having discussions and making people understand that race is important. It's not just important specifically for Bluffton's campus. It's not like you're only going to encounter someone of a different ethnic background in college. It's an everyday thing. It's inevitable. It's in the workforce. And I think that diversity training should be required for all students, faculty, and staff. But I also think that there should be more town hall meetings about different issues that students of color face on campus and more diversity within our faculty and staff because we don't have a lot of faculty and staff that are minorities on campus.
I believe the first step is for us to initiate some form of training that is done across campus for faculty, staff, and students on a regular basis. If it's something that's important to them and or they don't have an understanding about an issue, to ask about it, because if you don't ask, you'll never know. And if you don't know, you're just going off assumptions and you're going off of things that you've heard or saw on the media that gives you a light on things that may be false.
As for me, I feel comfortable having the discussion about race. But if I'm being honest, I do sometimes feel uncomfortable in my classes when the topic is brought up because the attention is always brought on me because I am a person of color. And as for Cider, we never did hear that last point. Cider?
Okay, and then the third thing is Bluffton as an institution is an institution like many educational institutions in the United States that's built on white privilege. And because it's built on white privilege, that means that consistent elements of racism that are institutional and personal go under-acknowledged, and there aren't structural accountability measures put in place to, for lack of a better word, police them.
So we're all here at Bluffton, and after 119 years, we're still trying to navigate our way through the discussion issues of race on campus and beyond. And now it's time, when we're young, before prejudices form and harden. After all, as Dr. King said,
"This is the most important and crucial period of your lives, for what you do now and what you decide now at this age may well determine which way your life shall go."
For The Wit, I'm Olivia Poole.